You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. There are pieces of writing from a handful of authors and poets that offer great comfort to me in times of uncertainty and times of emergence. The seasons where there is much unknown, much uncertainty, these words are a reminder to me that all is well, that nothing has gone wrong, and that although it might not be clear from this vantage point, all is in fact in favour of me and for me. John O'Donohue is one of these poets. His book of blessings called To Bless the Space Between Us is never far from my reach. The blessing that I want to share with you today is called For the Interim Time. These words helped me personally as I shifted in identity from someone who was first at the bar to someone who was sober and who didn't have alcohol in their life. The truth is, it is uncomfortable and slow to become someone new. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to take everything we have. It's supposed to take longer than we want it to, and it's supposed to change us completely. This often won't feel good when it's happening, but the new you who emerges on the other side of this interim time, the temporary place, for they are all temporary places, this you will shine more brightly because of this journey through the darkness. So here it is, For the Interim Time by John O'Donohue. You are in this time of interim, where everything seems withheld. The path you took to get here was washed out. The way forward is still concealed from you. The old is not old enough to have died away. The new is still too young to be born. You cannot lay claim to anything. In this place of dusk, your eyes are blurred and there is no mirror. Everyone has lost sight of your heart, and you can see nowhere to put your trust. You know you have to make your own way through. As far as you can, hold your confidence. Do not allow your confusion to squander this call which is loosening your roots in false ground, that you might come free from all you have outgrown. What is being transfigured here is your mind, and it is difficult and slow to become new. The more faithfully you can endure here, the more refined your heart will become for your arrival in the new dawn. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.